On Solar Eclipse Monday, I'm Lisa Berry, and for those who watched the eclipse in our area, it was a partial eclipse, still a sight to behold, watching with NASA-approved solar glasses, of course. But for serious astronomers and those wanting a very rare solar experience, they traveled to a 70-mile swath of the country where the eclipse could be seen as a total eclipse. And one of those people doing that, joining us now, is Eastern Michigan University Professor of Astronomy and Director of Scherzer Observatory, Norbert Vance, who is on the line live from Ravenna, Nebraska. Is that correct?
Actually in Kearney, which is about 25 miles southeast of Ravenna. Ravenna is a cute little farming community about 25 miles northeast of this bigger city, and was the ideal spot for it because it was right on the center line of totality, maximum amount of time.
Should we be jealous?
Yes, you should. It was absolutely stunning. It's hard to explain in words, and you see pictures on television. I have the Weather Channel on right now, as a matter of fact, in my hotel room, decompressing, because it was a long day in the sun, obviously. But the videos and so forth just do not do justice to the fact that you could stand there and see those gossamer, beautiful white tendrils of gas around the sun, the flares, all the other effects. We even had an opportunity to look through some of the telescopes we had set up in our large contingent of about 70 people to see the delicate details that you otherwise would not see of the sun or couldn't see without literally blinding yourself.
You make it sound so majestic. And
it was
because I was here. I know it was special. I wanted to experience that. You gave me some NASA approved solar glasses. So I stood here on the campus near your Scherzer Observatory and watched it with my glasses. And it was good. It was interesting, but it didn't really even get that dark here in Michigan.
Yeah, surprisingly, it's still pretty bright, even with 80% or more coverage. But those last few minutes were absolutely incredible here to see the sky really darken down, to see Venus and Jupiter pop out, to see the other bright stars pop out, and the horizon turn this weird, eerie, yellowish, orange color. I tried my best to do photography, but you just have to set that stuff aside and sort of take it all in, which many people recommend, and understandingly so. You understand when you are seeing it for yourself why that's important, because it really is. The dynamics of the human eye capture so much more than what even our better digital cameras try to capture. But to look up and see that a gossamer ring of light is just absolutely incredible.
I miss the gossamer ring of light here.
Yeah,
would we have seen anything like that here in Michigan?
No.
No.
Not unless you had absolute totality. Those last few seconds when the moon is encroaching over the disk entirely, you see what are called Bailey's beads, literally light passing through the mountains and the valleys and the edges of the moon, only to reveal the corona, the outer ring of light around the sun, a part which ordinarily you cannot see, and why solar scientists are so excited about seeing it, because they get to see it unabated. They can analyze the light, look at the energy and all that without any kind of filters, and that's the only moment you have that opportunity to do so. It's quite a special sight to see. And we did hear the birds, doing their thing, the crickets chirping and the cicadas doing their buzzing noises. All the things that they described were definitely in effect around us.
Was it brief? Did they go back to regular rhythms after the eclipse?
Yeah. Yeah, they were definitely confused. The humans were running around like crazies, myself included. I did take some video of the group there. And I also want to convey thanks to the farmer co-op here, who's been over backwards. They provided the land free. They even brought out porta potties for us. They heard a group from Michigan was coming, and they really rolled out the red carpet for us. And the town of Ravenna is about 1,300 people, and they were just darling. They were so proud of their little town. And you hear that story across the country, these small towns where they really welcome the visitors from far and wide. There are people from England here to see this and so forth. So they really rolled out the carpet and invited everybody there. We bought some baked goods from some ladies at the seniors center in town. So
a solar eclipse
really,
bake sale. What's the one thing you will remember most from watching the solar eclipse in its totality?
Probably just the majesty of it, the beauty of the sky and the surroundings, and being with all the friends that we were with in this very special location, this very special event.
Norbert Vance is a Eastern Michigan University professor of astronomy and director of Scherzer Observatory. We are reporting to us live from Ravenna, Nebraska, where he watched the solar eclipse in its totality. Thanks so much for sharing your excitement and enthusiasm. We look forward to seeing your pictures. Send those along. We'll put them on our webpage, WEMU.org.
Okay.